Friendship with Jesus, fellowship with God. Oh, what blessings it communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend of Jesus, oh, what a bliss that one so fine as I should ever have a friend like this to lead me to this friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when other friendships is a friend when others fail. A friend who gives me joy and peace. A friend when foes assail. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Blessings with communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when sickness lays me low. A friend when death draws near. A friend as through the veil I go. A friend to help me. Yeah. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine. A friend when life's short rest is over. A friend when earth is past. A friend to meet on heaven's shore. A friend when home at last. Friendship with Jesus, fellowship divine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. Jesus is a friend of mine.
God bless you all. We appreciate God for the gift of life and for his word, which nourishes our souls every day. You are hearing from Pastor Albert Matimbe from Zimbabwe, and I pray that God will give us grace as you pray for me through this week's daily devotions. Let us turn our Bibles to the book of Psalms chapter 25, verse 14, which reads, close friendship with Jehovah belongs to those who fear him, and he makes his covenant known to them. Praise God. The Lord God from the beginning so desires to put man close to him. If we go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 26 to 30, when God created all living creatures, he came to a point when he said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have in subjection the fish of the sea and the flying creatures of the heavens and the domestic animals and all the earth and every creeping animal that is moving on the earth. And God went on to create the man in his image. In God's image, he created him, male and female. He created them. Father God blessed them And God said to them, be fruitful and become many. Fill the earth and subdue it. And have in subjection the fish of the sea and the flying creatures of the heavens and every living creature that is moving on earth. Then God said, here I have given to you every seed-bearing plant that is on the entire earth and every tree with seed-bearing fruit. Let them serve as food for you. And to every wild animal of the earth and to every flying creature of the heavens and to everything moving on the earth in which there is life, I have given all green vegetation for food. And it was so. This is what God did in the beginning. When he sought to bring man close to him, he created him in his own image and likeness. And you know, man is the highest form of all living creatures. God elevated man above all the living creatures, above elephants, above animals, above the whales of the sea, above every other animal you can talk about. God gave them authority. And if we can define friendship, a friend is an associate who provides assistance. It is an associate. One who begs or supports the other. So when God brought mankind or human beings on planet Earth, he gave him all what he took for his survival. He gave him food. He gave him authority or dominion. And according to the book which we've read in Psalms, which was recorded by King David, 25 verse 14, which we have read, the covenant, when God makes friendship with man, he gives him covenant. And close friendship with Jehovah belongs to those who fear him. If you want to be close to God, if you want to be close to Jehovah, then you have got to fear him. Yes. And he makes this covenant known to them. If you want the covenant of God to be known to you, then you got to fear the Lord. And when we look in the Bible, we find out there was one man with whom God made a covenant. And his name was Abraham. This is recorded plainly in the book of Isaiah, the prophet. When he penned down in his 41 chapter, Isaiah wrote down and recorded about the closeness or the friendship, the bond between God and Abraham. It is written here in Isaiah 41, verse 8. Plainly written down. But O Israel, my servant, praise God. You, O Jacob, whom I have chosen, the offspring of Abraham, my friend. You, whom I took from the ends of the earth, and you, whom I called from its most distant parts, I said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you. I have not rejected you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be anxious, for I am your God. I will fortify you. Yes, I will help you. I will really hold on to you with my right hand of righteousness. Look, all those getting enraged against you will be put to the shame and humiliated. Those who fight with you will be brought to nothing and perish. You will search for men who struggle with you, but you will not find them. The men at war with you will become as something non-existent, as nothing at all. For I, Jehovah, your God, am grasping your right hand. The one saying to you, do not be afraid, I'll help you. Do not be afraid, you worm of Jacob. This is the covenant which God made with Abraham when he chose him. And right here is indicated by Isaiah the prophet, who could see the bond between Abraham and God. We have indeed expounded what friendship is all about. And we said a friend is an associate who provides assistance. In times of need, God is ever present. When you are sick, God is ever present. When you are hungry, he does provide you. When others leave you, he is close by. When you have no joy and peace, he provides. When sickness comes, he is close to you. When death draws near, he is ever close by. My. This is the good thing about the friendship with God. Let us endeavor to be close to him. Let us endeavor to have friendship with Jehovah. For when we have that, we are covered. We are protected. We don't fear nothing. Praise God. He is a friend when earth is past. He is a friend to meet on heaven's shore. He is a friend when home at last. He is a friend who is honest and trustworthy. He is a friend who ever stands close to you in every situation. So brothers, sisters, it is important for us to be close to Jehovah. You know, when Jesus was on planet Earth, he chose the ones that he felt could be close to him. The different tasks, the different jobs, they were involved in a lot of things or activities. But when God so desired to bring them closer, some of them were fishermen. He went by the Sea of Galilee and handpicked them. Others were carpenters and he handpicked them. And one time, he found someone who was a tax collector. He handpicked that fellow. When God looks at you, my brother, and so loves you, he handpicks you from among your family, from among your other friends that will leave you at the end when things are hard and difficult. It is an honor. It is a privilege to have the hand of God pick you from among your family members, pick you from your country, pick you from your continent, whether you are learned or not learned. Friendship goes beyond the things that people of the world value. At some time, God said, I've loved you, not because you were better than all the other nations on planet 8 when he was talking or giving reference to Israel. He said, I've chosen you because I've liked you. It goes by favor for God to handpick you, to consider you somebody. According to John 15, verse 14, Jesus said to his disciples, no one has love greater than this, that someone should surrender his life in behalf of his friends. You are my friends if you do what I'm commanding you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master does. But I've called you friends because I've made known to you all the things I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and keep bearing fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that no matter what you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. Yes. This is the reason why, my brothers, we have indeed shown the importance of the closeness between you and your Creator. You end up knowing the secret. You end up knowing what the rest of the world doesn't know. A friend knows the secrets of the other. And this is what the Lord is saying to you and me as the believers. As we shall sail through this week, we pray and believe that God will help us, will expound and even divulge the secrets that he so desires, because we are a privileged people. God bless you.